the program for Thursday, Thomas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Thursday morning. I call your attention again to 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. We were talking about this section of Scripture yesterday as Paul used illustrations from his knowledge of sports and the athletic world for religious purposes. Let's just read that section again and get some thoughts again today from it. Paul says, "Know ye that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every one that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Yes, Paul speaks about receiving the crown, the prize, and he talks about the fighting, the racing, and boxing, and what have you here, as he draws from this as an illustration. In this section here, 1 Corinthians 9:25, we find that he says that a person who strives for masteries is temperate in all things. He exercises self-control to obtain a corruptible crown, but he says, we an incorruptible. The Lord Jesus Christ has taught in Luke 9:23 and 24, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save it." From another perspective, the Apostle Paul admonished the Roman Christians in Romans 12:1-2 to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, we admit that it's not the vogue today, it's not in vogue today to talk about sacrificing or denying oneself of anything. We are a soft, self-indulgent people who live in a society that idolizes luxury. Such preaching is against the grain, and it's not popular. But I tell you, this is a must if we're going to be real Christians and if we expect to receive the prize. And while we're talking about it, notice that Paul uses the same illustration with a slightly different emphasis in 2 Timothy 2:5. Here the Apostle Paul wrote, "And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully." Not only must the one who expects to win exercise self-control and discipline in all things, he is not crowned a winner if he doesn't strive lawfully. In other words, he must play the game by the rules. No hedging, cheating, dirty playing is allowed. And the game of being the Lord's church and living the Christian life must be played by God's rules. Our own self-righteousness and the traditions and doctrines of men, they won't do. It won't work. The crown received by the winner in the Grecian games is different maybe than our concept of a crown today. In the New Testament writings, there are two words for crown, stephanos and the diadem. Well, the basic difference in these crowns was that the diadem crown was a crown worn by kings or royalty, and the stephanos was the victory crown proudly received by the athlete and sometimes the military leader for valor. Yes, the prize for winning the race was a stephanos. It was a crown as we usually think of a crown. It was not in that category, but it was more like a wreath. They were made variously of leaves from different trees, ivy, oak, or pine. And a carryover of this idea is evident today in the stylized clusters of leaves seen on the hat of military officers. Although it was a corruptible crown, in withering, it soon perished. Great honor was attached to receiving it. It was the victory crown. And this is the word used in connection with the crown that we will receive as Christians, the victory crown. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.